Welcome to Fun Times with Pratamesh and Pradnya. So today we are going to have like a discussion with our guest here. And guest is, can you introduce Pratamesh? No, you tell everybody who is with us.
I said I'm not a narrator.
Okay. So our guest is Ritika.
Ritika,
and she is Pratamesh's classmate.
Oh yeah, I'll keep interrupting.
So the topic for today's discussion is life of third graders.
Life of third graders.
You know, you can talk about great things about being in third grade, bad things about being in third grade, and what are your current, you know, problems and everything.
My secrets.
I'm not sure about secrets, but you can tell what are the problems of being in third grade, for example. So Ritika, let's start with you. So what do you think are the great things about being a third grader?
That we get to learn new things, and we don't have to be like, we don't have to stay in a short state like being in first grade. Like in first grade, we don't learn as many things as third grade. We learn many things about past, future, like that.
So you got to learn a lot of things being in third grade. What
third grade is like you're learning something really much more interesting. Like for example, you're learning now. I'm learning the past now. I'm learning early humans like this year and now. Last unit was also very interesting and very interesting, and I really would like I know it's interesting, but what I really like it is that it's kind of prohibited to do something really bad or really bad, so that everybody just stays normal.
I didn't get you. But what I got from Ritika was that you get to learn a lot. And what were you saying?
Okay, fine. Let me just put it this way. It's really interesting. But we don't get to do for example, if it's not too strict, but it's not to for example, I'm giving you too much freedom, but it's just fine, and then your behavior is normal, not like
there are more expectations from you to follow some discipline as compared to grade 1, right?
Grade 2.
So as compared to grade 1 and grade 2, you are expected to have more discipline, is it?
Yes.
Okay. And I wanted to know, what are your, do you think in your life your responsibilities have increased?
A bit, yes. Not a lot for me.
Yes, because now in first grade, in second grade compared to that, in that time we don't have Hindi regular, Bahasa regular and stuff. And now in third grade, we have Bahasa regular, beginner, Hindi beginner, regular. And now I'm in regular, so it's being harder than normal.
I see. So the complexity of whatever you're learning is also increasing. You have high level subjects. But what I wanted to know is responsibility. As in, you know, carry back your belongings, to remember a lot of things, to become a leader. All of this, is it more or less as compared to, say, grade 2?
It's more.
What about you?
Okay, for me, there's lots of more responsibility, because, you don't know what's... You have to know what's going around you, and, also have to know if somebody's, you have to also take action for your stuff, looking up your stuff. And in grade 3, I have heard of lots of stuff, and lots of stuff are happening out there, water bottles in the can, and then trash can, and then I've heard all of those stuff, and you have to be more cautious and more responsible of your stuff.
So you had to take care of your belongings. That's what is happening. Otherwise, yes. They are throwing your belongings in the trash can, is it?
No, like they do it in the school time, not when we forget the things.
Oh, somebody's pulling pranks, that means.
Yeah, and
the,
and
so
all
the fifth grader, you know, they have the like a boy leader, girl leader, right? For the school, like for the junior and senior. So they have been seeing, and then now they have seen that a boy from first grade, I mean from third grade or second grade, have been doing that. They have been putting the lunch boxes in the trash.
And
they said that it was a boy, but.
But how did the boy enter the classroom and nobody noticed that he was doing this?
Whose classroom?
So he from the floor where he is from, he saw that it was a boy because boy has short hair, girl has long hair.
Okay. Not always, not also. Do you remember Spencer, that guy in 2A?
You think he's going to be because of it?
No, he is just saying his point was that not all boys have short hair. That's what he's saying. Spencer has long hair. That's what he's saying. So, okay. So, that is what has happened. Okay. And then what do you think third graders should do?
They should be more responsible for
stuff. Be alert.
They should take care of their friends. They should make sure nobody's doing bad things.
They should
monitor properly.
They should be more responsible and be alert. They should be cautious, like, and then they should also see what's going wrong.
Okay, then I have a question. Do you see any bullying happening at school?
I don't see lots of bullying.
But before when Miss Amla, like, before Miss Amla told, so, like a few days, like 1 or 2 months ago, she said she found out some people have been bullying, such as today. So they at the pop, like the quiz, short quiz at before go home time. So at Aradhya's group, they have been, since Aradhya got a question wrong. So the whole group was like
teasing.
No, they were like teasing. They were teasing her, and they were like telling them, "Why did you get them wrong? Why did you get them wrong?" Like that, they were like that.
Oh, they were blaming her because they just got competitive, you know. So
maybe,
you know, when you get competitive and your team member doesn't do well, then you are very frustrated because now you lost the point as a group, that happens.
But you have to then
be kind also, right?
Yeah.
Nobody
only
does it on
Minjun
purpose.
And Hannah, they both were not bullying her.
Maybe,
only they both.
Maybe they were like talking about like, maybe you're thinking that there are for example, 4 groups, and the one who has the most correct wins.
Tell me one thing then, how is life as a third grader? Is it, what is like yours on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most amazing? What is the your rating for the life as a third grader?
Life as a third grader.
For me, a life as a third grader has many responsibilities, but you get to know more people, you get to share, you get to like get more community skills. So I rate it out of 10.
You, what is your rating?
It's 10.
10 out of 10.
Okay, yes. For me,
I like every grade I pass through.
Oh, that's amazing. What about you?
For me, I like it, but it's new things we learn, but some things that I have to be responsible. I know, and for grade 3, I'm not grade 2 anymore. I can't just go around and ask questions. I have to be more responsible. And that makes me struggle a bit more.
I see.
But I still like it. That's why I rated 8 out of 10.
I see. And then what are the problems that you face in third grade in general? What are your problems in your life?
So most people get this in our class, but I didn't get it yet. So, like, the problems are, like, who's doing it and why are they throwing our bottles, our lunch boxes? If they throw our bottle, then we have to find it. We cannot hold it just like that. We cannot drink until that. We cannot eat if the lunchbox goes there. We cannot touch it like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, your problem
so, like,
is that you have to constantly keep an eye on
the
ground.
Yeah, you have to, like, go to see the CCTV cameras.
No, if it's like continuously for 1 or 2 days, then you can.
Oh yeah, I heard it.
Not for only one day.
I see. And what about discipline? Do you like the kind of discipline there is in your class as compared to, let's say, you were last year in 2A, right?
Mm-hmm. I like 3A's discipline more than 2A. But the only difference last year was there was no report of water bottle in the trash can last year.
I see. What about you, Ritika?
So, like, the discipline, I like how Miss Amla teaches you should be disciplined. And she also told, told about the bottle thingy. So, that makes me more disciplined about that.
I see. Excellent, excellent, excellent points by you guys. Great, great. So, I can see that, you know, how the life is for you as third graders. It gave me a lot of insight into your lives as third graders. So, do you think grade 4 is going to be even better? Or is it going to be a lot of work?
It's going to be even more work, but we get to meet in contact with more people. Such as, like, last year some people came, this year some people came, it's like that. So, one of the things I like from there is that we get more friends.
Oh, yes, that's excellent.
And if we have more friends, then we have more people on our backs to help. There's more people whenever you need help. There's them to help whenever you need something, like whenever you need some help, they're with you.
Excellent, excellent.
Grade four is gonna be for example, I'm not talking about anything like friends are coming in the school and out. I'm just gonna talk about my responsibility. My responsibility is gonna be really high for sure. My work is not gonna be very great. Or I might change a new school. All my work is gonna be great, because the higher chances is gonna be good or it's gonna be bad. Most likely, I think it's gonna be bad.
Why do you think your work is going to be bad? Why?
Bad for me, but it actually might be good. But I think if
you mean
I think
there will be
a
lot of work and you will not enjoy it. That's what. You're
there will be lots of work and I will not be able to keep up with it.
Why do you think you won't be able to keep up with it?
You know, I can't make a poster that well because my presentation skills are lacking.
Why are they lacking?
They are lacking.
What is lacking in the presentation skills?
They are not there.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? My presentation skills are lacking in.
So that means,
who told you?
That means I have a lack of that. I have a lack of presentation.
Like, what do you mean by presentation skills?
I mean I'm really bad at showing my work.
Why do you think so?
I'm not.
Has anybody told you?
In the handwriting, I'm improving a bit, but not a lot. But like, all of those posters, I sometimes mess up, and I'm not sure I can keep up with grade 4 because grade 4 is gonna be.
A lot of posters,
yeah,
isn't it?
A lot of posters to make.
But you can join some drawing class, right, and get better at it. If you feel that you're not good.
I do like drawing, but not a lot. I'm not interested in all of those draw an apple, draw a bee, draw something, 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 something.
You're not interested in drawing.
I'm not interested in that type of art when you, like, somebody asks you to draw something, 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 something. I don't like drawing art with lots of activities and drawing art, for example, abstract art, mixed medias. I want them more often than just drawing on paper.
I see. Anyhow, it was a great discussion with both of you. I feel that, you know, you should not, you know, you should look forward to grade 4. You're going to, you know, because you have a lot of time. You're still not in grade 4. It's end of term 1 of grade 3, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you have one more term to go in which you can try and improve your presentation skills, right? Whatever you think is lacking, you can take more feedback, you can try to do more posters, you can try to do more drawing, you can learn something.
But I
don't
want
to
go to grade 3. I'm really grade 3 is suiting me this well.
What? Grade 3 is treating you well?
Suiting me well.
Suiting you well, so you don't want to say goodbye to grade 3.
Yeah.
So, at the end of grade 3, would you like to stay in grade 3?
Of course, no.
Okay. But so inevitably you are going to go in grade 4 only, no? So then why not prepare for it, right? Why don't you just try and improve your handwriting?
And I have pretty lots of assessments coming up. None of those are just school assessments.
Right.
Olympiad assessments.
Right.
Lots of science, finance, economics, general knowledge coming up.
Okay. So I wish you well in those. And I wish you well for your assessments too. And
by the way, I don't even know why am I getting.
So I think I'll just end this conversation.
Okay.
Let's hope we can talk about some interesting topics, in the near future, okay?
Yeah.
Bye.
Say
bye.
Bye. Bye. I already said.
Okay, bye.